AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. President Obama and Vice President Biden will be in Charleston, South Carolina Friday for the funeral of Emmanuel AME pastor Clemente Pinckney, killed in last week's church shooting. Some of the other eight people killed have been buried. Brandon Risher spoke at his grandmother Ethel Lance's funeral.
She was a victim of hate, and she can be a symbol for love. That's what she was in life.
Vandals in a half dozen states have been targeting monuments dedicated to the leaders and soldiers of the Confederacy, painting the slogan Black Lives Matter on landmarks in parks and outside government buildings. Leland Summers with Sons of Confederate Veterans says that's no way to call for unity.
Do not attempt to convince me that this is what the victims of the Charleston massacre wanted.
From Anchorage, Clint Johnson with the NTSB's Alaska office says a small airplane that crashed into a cliff has been found.
About 3 hours later, a rescue team was able to reach the accident site, which is in a very steep and remote part of mountainous terrain, and unfortunately confirmed 9 fatalities. There were 9 folks on board.
The 8 passengers were guests on the Holland America ship, the Westerdam, which is on a 7-day cruise that left Seattle on Saturday. Iraq says the pilot of the F-16 that crashed in southern Arizona Wednesday night was an Iraqi pilot who'd been training in the U.S. for 4 years. Prosecutors have opened a criminal investigation into the fatal Oakland, California balcony collapse that killed 6 students. Alameda County DA Nancy O'Malley.
This is a criminal investigation. There are multiple questions that my office has to be able to answer in order to determine whether or not the facts warrant criminal charges.
Inspectors said the balcony was supported by wooden beams rotted by water damage. This is AP Radio News. European Union leaders have agreed to relocate 40,000 migrants from Italy and Greece to other EU countries over the next 2 years in an effort to share the burden of a growing migrant crisis. A Univision network is dropping the Miss USA pageant. The company says it will cut all business ties with Donald Trump in a controversy over these comments recently made by the Republican presidential candidate about Mexican immigrants.
They're bringing drugs. They're bringing crime. They're rapists, and some, I assume, are good people. But I speak to border guards, and they tell us what we're getting.
NBC, which is scheduled to air its own pageant coverage, has remained silent about the broadcast. Well, she had launched an abstinence campaign after giving birth as an unwed teenage mother, but now Bristol Palin has announced she's pregnant again with her second child out of wedlock. The daughter of Sarah Palin, Bristol, says she knows this will be a huge disappointment to many. Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.